Look, Mike, I know that you think, well, I hope you think that local radio is worth saving, but why?
Because people trust it. And it is what it says on the tin. It's the local radio station. People come on the local radio station, and people. All the evidence shows that people trust it much more than national news, national newspapers. And I think the BBC have completely got this wrong. I've written to the BBC and to the Secretary of State and said, please look at this again. And I know the Secretary of State has told the BBC to look at this again, because I don't want to listen to Radio 5 during the day. If I want to listen to Radio 5, I'll tune to Radio 5. I want to listen to the three counties so I know what's going on in my constituency.
Well, there is clearly a place for stations like 5 Live, which is a national network station with huge resources. But, you know, I'm a firm believer in local radio, because sometimes local stories really do matter in the way that the national stations just wouldn't be interested in covering.
Well, they can't cover it the same way. Rob, you and I are football nuts. We love sport. You know, I know that. I've sat with you watching the Watford. That is for Radio 5 Live. That's for national breaking stories. That's what's happening in Libya. But what's going on in my community today is what local radio does. And that's it. You listen to your travel a few moments ago. You listen to the stories of this terrible stabbings in Milton Keynes. Now, that might make the national news tonight, but it might not, because there might be something happening on the world stage. What we need to know as local communities, and why I'm so supportive of local radio, is what's going on in my patch. And all my constituents tell me that they trust Three Counties. During the Buntsfield incident, all the national TV and world crews were all there. But what did everybody in my constituency listen to? Three Counties. And that's why we have to protect it.
Well, let me play some audio, which I think is a story that's very close to, I think both our hearts, to be honest, Mike.
There's been a series of huge explosions close to Hemel Hempstead in Hertfordshire. Witnesses say flames are rising hundreds of feet into the sky.
He's got glass all over his face. He was sleeping and the window came in on top of him.
There was a massive bang this morning, a huge bang, and we looked out the window and we could just see the cars, their alarms were going off. In the distance, there's a massive plume of smoke.
There's any members of the public in nearby trying to film it all, we should get out of the way as quickly as we can.
And Hertfordshire Police have just released a statement saying the series of explosions at the oil depot in Hemel Hempstead is being treated as an accident.
The entire area is on fire in front of us there. As I say, black smoke billowing up into the air into an enormous mushroom cloud there.
We realised that something serious had happened, but we didn't know what it was.
Three large explosions have rocked a huge fuel depot near Hemel Hempstead in Hertfordshire.
So far, as you say, we know that there are casualties.
But I've never seen anything like this. It was quite extraordinary. It was like something out of a Hollywood film set.
This is going to keep burning and burning. I've got here at 7 o'clock and the fire is as big now as it was then.
Buntsfield replayed. I remember, Mike, we were having this conversation. I remember sitting in the studio saying, look, what happens today with Buntsfield isn't what's important to us. We'll cover it, but it's what happens down the line. Because even years after, it is still ongoing for those local residents in Hemel Hempstead.
It certainly is. And I didn't know that he was going to play those cuttings. It's just it was obvious to me what the sort of story that makes local radio work. And to me, whether it's local radio and local newspapers, which I think is also really struggling at the moment. But I'm going to come back to what I said before. The reason that coverage was so useful to my constituents is because it related to my constituency. It wasn't, you know, the BBC, it wasn't ITV, it wasn't Sky, it was Three Counties, it was a Hertfordshire radio station telling my constituents what was going on, and it allowed me to communicate with them as well about how bad things are, not just at the incident, but years later when we're still trying to get the help that we need for the community and rebuild our community.
Mike, thank you for joining us. Mike Penning, the Tory MP for Hemel Hempstead. This is BBC Three Counties Drive Time.